Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee of Prevent Connect, and today I am speaking with Tess Cody from the Iowa Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and she's the Prevention in America coordinator there. How are you doing today, Tess?
Doing well.
Great. I'm so glad you're going to be able to join us. And we're also joined by Michael Shaw, who is the co-director of Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Services over at Waypoint over in Iowa. And he is also a rape prevention educator there and also is co-chair of the Iowa Men's Action Network. So how are you doing, Michael?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on.
Iowa is one of the 19 states that was part of the Delta PrEP initiative that for 3 years was able to look at supporting different states, developing their capacity for primary prevention around preventing domestic violence. And there was a release of several reports highlighting some of the efforts. And in Iowa, one of the areas that they really highlighted was the Iowa Men's Action Network. So I am really pleased to be able to talk about this. So Tess, can you talk a little bit about why it was important to have some work with engaging men as you were developing primary prevention work in Iowa?
When we initially began, the charge of Delta PrEP is to, in just a short amount of time, wrap your mind around prevention, try your hand at doing some work. And what we realized really fast at our coalition is we were the new kids on the block. We were only moderately sure of what we're doing. We've been doing a lot of direct service for years, but new to this idea of prevention. And as we looked around our state, we realized that there was a lot of great stuff going on, for instance, with the Wade Institute, with some of our RPE coordinators, the men that were really passionate about engaging other men. And so from that, we said, we have something to learn here and some networks we can build with these folks. We kind of set that as our mission is both building new allies, but also learning a little in the process. And then also from there, just kind of picking strategically, who do we want our partners to be if we're really going to make a difference? Who can we best leverage? For us, engaging men just seemed to fit the bill. That was a big push for us in terms of figuring out where do we want to go with this wide open challenge that was violence prevention.
It's interesting because you're really talking about thinking about this in a really broad way of where are the partnerships and how do you build on the resources that exist so you can then strengthen the work you're trying to do. How did you start your working with identifying the men that would be involved in the Iowa Men's Action Network activities?
Just kind of making some lists of people we knew that we thought might be interested and reaching out to them first, just an email invitation. Turned out as soon as you email one guy, he's like, oh, well, I've got this friend and he is working over here in Sioux City. You should contact him. Oh, I've got this friend up in Dubuque. You should contact him. And slowly they all started pieced together. And then from there, it was just a little bit of a self-recruitment. And some of it was being strategic. We had for a long time a member from the Fatherhood Program, which here in Iowa is actually pretty progressive. We strategically wanted to get him involved, and it turns out he'd worked at a domestic violence program for years. And so we called him up and said, hey, we think we have shared interests. Let's find a way to make this work. Looking at the lay of the land, starting with the networks we currently had and having them recruit for us.
Michael, you are currently the co-chair of the Iowa Men's Action Network. Can you describe what the Iowa Men's Action Network actually does?
A network of people, men working as allies with women to eliminate men's violence against women and girls. Pursuing knowledge, having conversations, engaging in the dialogue, functioning as an action network, very intentional about that. We've spent the last year or so developing some really key goals and objectives about what kind of work we're going to be participating in and how we're going to be networked together. So the three basic goals of Iowa Men's Action Network are to support the group members and other organizations and other men in violence prevention work. That's one. Number two is catalyzing. And was very intentional about using the word catalyzing, really catalyzing the energy and activity around men's engagement in prevention work through independent initiatives. And number three was increasing that organizational capacity, trying to figure out how we can do what we need to do better to continue the dialogue, to continue to keep men engaged in the work and bring men that are in Iowa, which is a small state in terms of population, but pretty broad in terms of where people are distributed around the state, how to keep men in different environments all across the state engaged and thinking about violence prevention work and men's violence against women and girls in an ongoing way and engaged in that conversation.
How does an action network different than an organization?
a group that wants to be engaged in the work that needs to be done, not just sitting back and having a dialogue with each other about the reality of the world. That's useful. The consciousness raising is useful. The dialogue is useful. But we want to be engaged in change activities. We want to be thinking about what we can do to contribute to the change, whether that's doing this networking that we do and having the conversations we have and then taking them back to our local communities and in our local work and our local engagements and using that information to catalyze other activities within our local communities, or working as a network and putting together opinion editorials, guest editorials, putting together documents, supporting local or national initiatives as a state network. As a body that functions together to support those types of initiatives. So going out and doing things and really using our energy to generate other activity around the community, because we have a lot of men and women that are engaged in domestic violence and sexual assault programs around the state. They're engaged with other organizations around the state that are interested in the work that we're doing, or engaged in organizations that really don't have a connection to the work, but they're just individually, independently interested in preventing violence against men and against girls and women, and using what the conversations that we're having to say, here, this is what you can do in your community to create this discussion, to create this dialogue, and generate some energy around what we've identified as our mission.
Well, great. Well, can you give me an example of one of the activities that the Iowa Men's Action Network has been involved in?
We're doing the 16 Days of Activism again, where in November, supporting men and being engaged in a dialogue about ending men's violence against girls and women. We had it was a challenge to. We developed a YouTube. I'm not sure how to do it because I'm not technologically savvy. Well, we developed a social media campaign where we had several men from around the state participating in and talking about their perspectives and interest in ending men's violence against women. That information was put out there. Also,
Our goal is to have at least 500 views, which I know seems a fairly small number. But when you're new and your target audience is men who are currently professionals in kind of that helping services field, and getting them to also be concerned about this issue, whether they work, you know, whether they're the lobbyist for Planned Parenthood or whether they're working in a domestic violence program, we want them all to kind of unite behind us. You know, we had some pastors that, you know, also we wanted them to kind of get excited. So knowing we have a fairly small target audience in terms of numbers, but we also wanted it. You know, we want to build. So we had 500 views was our goal, and we ended up making it, which is exciting. And it was just, throughout the month, our members they shot their own, you know, 1-minute YouTube video about why they're passionate about this and why other men should be. And we made them into a series, and each day we released a new video. And so it's kind of a neat little project. And, you know, again, we're new, we're forming. We just had our first fundraiser, a trivia contest, which was pretty fun. So we're still building on our activities. And, you know, last summer we held a training on the curriculum MVP for members. So we've done kind of some things like that are about building capacity. And the 16 Days of Activism was kind of our first shot at, okay, how do we make people feel like, you know, there's somebody else in this state who cares about the thing I care about, which is being a man in the violence prevention movement. So,
well, it's great. I mean, I'm looking over and I see, of course, many of those videos that are on YouTube, and I love it. You know, when, you know, they're Iowa Man, Morgan, Dan, Adam, just as a, you know, just a few that came up as I was looking on YouTube, and it's really great to see this type of work. So, Michael, I noticed when I'm looking at the website, which is over at iowaman.org, that you talk about including men from that men play many different roles. So you have roles as men as fathers, as students, as educators, as mentors, as coaches, faith communities, public officials, law enforcement, military, business leaders, and health professionals. So it's really robust, the different ways that you see men can make a contribution towards preventing domestic violence in their community.
Yes, we were intentional in how we organized to not narrowly define who could do the work, who could be engaged in the work. And thinking about it in some contexts, as part of that social ecological model of community engagement, not just the narrow group of men that might be working in domestic violence and sexual assault programs, but men around the community in lots of different environments that don't necessarily feel like they have the capacity to engage in the dialogue, that don't necessarily feel like they have the support to be engaged in this kind of work. They might feel it individually, but they don't know that person next door to them or in the city next door to them has their back, has a similar interest. So we want to put that information out or engage men from different walks of life and different communities, different areas in the dialogue. To say, we need all men from whatever environment that they're working in or engaged in around the state of Iowa, engaged in this discussion and thinking about what it means to end men's violence against women and girls.
And what I love is that your work also, you define, is also about how to be able to promote healthy masculinity. And so you're also doing, from our public health perspective, sort of the promotion of what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very intentionally thinking about that context, not denying the reality of men being the primary perpetrators of violence and the dynamic of sexual violence and domestic violence against women, not denying that reality, but wanting to make sure that we create a space for what it looks like, what our vision looks like, what it looks like to have a world to that where men and women are engaged in healthy relationships and healthy dynamics of how to interact with each other, and modeling that to some extent in the formation of the Iowa Men's Action Network. It's a group of men intentional about being actively engaged as allies with women. And there are women that are part of the organizational structure, women that are providing leadership and guiding the process, as Tess has done, as Kelly Zeman, who's with the Iowa Coalition Against Sexual Assault, and Benny LaHue, who's with the Iowa Department of Public Health, as they've done in terms of providing input and information that guides the process that we're engaged in.
Tess, I'm curious, from your perspective, working at the Iowa Coalition Against Domestic Violence, what are some of the lessons that you've learned as you've been working with the Iowa Men's Action Network in trying to be able to advance your primary prevention efforts there in Iowa?
It's been a really interesting time, especially when the 16 Days of Activism videos came out. I remember our executive director saying, gosh, you know, what a different dialogue. And so I think that's been one of the big lessons learned, is that the dialogue that they can put out is incredibly different from the way that I could say many of the same things, but just the perception is different. I think having a group like the Iowa Men's Action Network expands the dialogue, expands the audience. That's been a really big lesson learned, is that we just have more powers and more numbers and more diversity. I think that's a good thing. But then with any group, there's always bumps along the road and challenges, you know, little hills you have to climb. And I think one thing we learned is that change doesn't happen overnight, although I wish it would, that organizing a group, it takes time, it takes patience, it takes nurturing. The guys in our group, in some ways, we're preaching to the choir. We're creating a network that is designed for people who have already, to some degree, bought in, and we are trying to help amplify their voices. We're trying to help give them words that are going to strengthen their message. That's great, and that's awesome. But what that means is a lot of times they have other full-time jobs and other full-time commitments, and so with any group of volunteers, you kind of have to finagle all your efforts around that. And so that's been a challenge, to kind of figure out, okay, what can we do to try and make this easier so that something you're passionate about becomes something you can actually do. And so that's one of the things that has been tricky to work around. Then the other thing, there has been a lot of very aware of what they're saying in some group members and very unaware of the things that are coming out of their brains by other members. And so we work over every single angle of every single issue, which that was a learning process, that with every group comes a new dynamic, and that with this group, it meant taking time to work through the issues to say, okay, what is accountability? What are all these different things that some of the members in our group have thought about and thought about and thought about for years? And others, that hasn't crossed their minds. So I think that process has been a lesson learned again, that with this group comes another set of things to talk over, and that takes time, and that talking pays off because their voices that can be heard in different venues can really make a difference.
We've been talking with Tess Cody from the Iowa Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Michael Shaw, who is with Waypoint, and he's also the co-chair of the Iowa Men's Action Network, and they're talking about the work that's been going on in Iowa to advance primary prevention of domestic violence that's been a result of the Delta PrEP program. I really appreciate, Tess, you describing prevention as a process, and that we're drawing the lessons and what you've been doing, and Michael has pointed out how you've been very intentional in trying to be able to find ways to bring a range of men together and start this discussion, and those discussions are really an important step. And I look forward to learning, as this effort develops, learning more and share with those of us at Prevent Connect so we can learn more of the lessons from the work that you have been doing individually and collectively. I'm looking forward to seeing what actions will come out of the Action Network. So thank you very much, and pleased that you were able to join me today.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.